I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-Minute Reset. I want to talk about how it's okay to hound people, to follow up with them, to course correct them while encouraging them, of course. But as a people pleaser type who also has employees, I have a hard time doing this, Pat. And I had a business advisor tell me the other day, no, you got to get comfortable in that space. And frankly, if I find myself not having to hound employees, it probably means they're just staying in their safe comfort zone and not trying all that hard. It's actually a compliment if I have to get engaged and hound a bit.
I think this is one of the biggest challenges in business today and in society, actually. And that is, we think if we're on top of people in terms of reminding them and telling them what they need to do and correcting them, that somehow we're doing something wrong and we feel guilty and we feel bad. And yet, Jesus made it clear. He said, love your neighbor as yourself. He didn't say, be nice to your neighbor as yourself. Take it easy on your neighbor as yourself. Now, there's times when we need to take it easy, and there's times we have to use our judgment and say, this isn't the right time. But more often than not, when I talk to leaders, whether they're CEOs or pastors or teachers, when it's time to correct somebody, they don't go there, and they think they're being nice. But what they're not doing is they're not loving people the way they need to be. Because if you ask those same people, how would you feel if somebody was holding back from staying on top of you about something important? How would you feel if somebody was letting you sit where you're at and not get better? They would say, I would be offended by that. And yet then when we're in that position, we choose not to love. And that's the big thing. Instead of feeling guilty about holding somebody accountable and hounding them and reminding them, what we should realize is we are loving them to help them become the person they're meant to be.
And Jesus did this constantly. You read the Gospels. He was constantly doing this as his apostles. And that's because they were trying so dang hard. They were trying hard, and it was a beautiful thing. And when you try real hard, you're probably going to fail a lot. And we kind of guilt ourselves and think, I'm not being like Jesus if I keep opening my mouth and saying, hey, I got a course correct. Hey, don't do this. Hey, do that differently. No, it's exactly what Jesus did, because he had the courage and love to make it not about making sure that he was liked as the quote boss, but making sure he brought the best out of his people.
You know, when I read the Gospels, sometimes Jesus says something to people and I think, oh gosh, shouldn't he just encourage them right there? But if you leave them without the instruction, you're not helping them get better. When Peter's sinking, he says, you know, hey, where's your faith? Where's your faith? He doesn't say, it's all right, you tried. But it didn't leave them feeling worse. It made them feel hope, and it helped them get better and better. So God, help us to be like Jesus, to instruct people, to encourage them, but to never leave them where they are, and to be able to withstand that moment that feels uncomfortable and to resist the guilt that is not from you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.